The KGOU AM News Brief is made possible by listeners like you. Support KGOU during our spring fundraiser. Click the donate button at kgou.org. Thanks. Oklahoma will hand over voter data to the DOJ after initially declining, and the state's mental health agency is proposing major structural changes. That and more coming up on the KGOU AM News Brief for Wednesday, March 25th. I'm Nick Daniels. The U.S. Department of Justice is dropping its lawsuit against Oklahoma after state officials agreed to share voter data while protecting citizen privacy. Oklahoma was one of five states sued in February as the DOJ seeks more detailed voter registration data than is typically public. Under the settlement, federal officials can access the information but must follow privacy laws and use it only for election integrity reviews. State leaders say Oklahoma's elections are secure. Critics warn the data could be misused. Norman City Council approved two agreements with the Oklahoma Turnpike Authority related to the construction of the East-West Connector Project. KGOU's Hannah France has this update from Tuesday's City Council meeting.
The council voted 7-2 in favor of two agreements with the OTA. The first agreement concerns utility relocation and will see the OTA pay $8.9 million to relocate four of the city's water wells, while the city pays $1.9 million to pay for waterline relocation. The second will see the OTA incorporate the city's design for widening 36th Avenue Northwest into its own construction plans for the East-West Connector. While members of anti-turnpike advocacy group Pike Off OTA urged the council to vote against the agreements, Mayor Steven Tyler Holman says the council needs to look out for the city's infrastructure.
I've been weighing this decision for weeks, thinking about how do I look out for the best interests of our infrastructure, but also weighing my personal feelings about the turnpike.
The vote follows 2 weeks of delay after the previously scheduled city council meeting was cut short due to inclement weather. I'm Hannah France.
The leader of a proposed Jewish charter school is suing Oklahoma for rejecting their application. Ben Abrams has the details.
Former U.S. Representative Peter Deutsch of Florida wants to open a publicly funded online school that teaches Jewish religious education. His proposal for the Ben Gamla Jewish Charter School was rejected by Oklahoma's statewide charter school board once last month and again earlier this month. So now Deutsch has filed a federal lawsuit claiming religious discrimination. The suit takes aim at all members of the board, as well as Attorney General Gentner Drummond, who filed his own lawsuit claiming the board set the state up for this kind of legal action. The AG's office said it's reviewing Deutsch's suit, while lawyers representing the statewide charter school board blamed the state Supreme Court, claiming they were forced to reject the school. In Tulsa, I'm Ben Abrams.
Oklahoma officials are proposing major structural changes to the state's health care system. Sierra Pfeiffer reports it includes privatizing mental health facilities or shifting them to new agency control.
The CEO of the Oklahoma Healthcare Authority, Clay Bullard, says budget problems at the Department of Mental Health are spilling over.
Now we have a situation where one agency's failure creates a second failure for a secondary agency. The secondary agency being the larger agency which provides services to one in four Oklahomans.
Even after a nearly $20 million emergency appropriation, the mental health agency is struggling to pay its bills. Officials now say they need tens of millions more, including funding for Medicaid matching costs, technology upgrades, and a court-ordered fix to the state's competency restoration system. Bullard pitched privatizing some state-run mental health facilities and shifting responsibilities from the Department of Mental Health to other agencies. I'm Sierra Pfeiffer.
Read more news at kgou.org and follow the KGOU PM News Brief podcast.
Hi, it's Terry Gross, host of Fresh Air. Hey, take a break from the 24-hour news cycle with us and listen to long-form interviews with your favorite authors, actors, filmmakers, comedians, and musicians, the people making the art that nourishes us and speaks to our times. So listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.